Ben Affleck's Batman is unique among the other live-action Batmen. He not only served his entire run sharing the screen with other superheroes, but he also never really had a love interest.
But many people online have pointed out that Zack Snyder's choice for Catwoman would have been Carla Gugino, who played Sally Jupiter in Watchmen, was the voice of Kilor in Man of Steel and BVS. But is this actually true?
The source of all this comes from a podcast interview that Zack Snyder did with the Nerd Queens. On that show, one of the co-hosts, appropriately named Kat, proposed Carla Gugino as Catwoman. Here's the direct clip.
Carla Gugino, would she be the perfect Catwoman for Ben? If you had the choice to do that?
Probably I would say Carla's
Catwoman for Ben.
Sort of like, you would have to like say, okay, there's a flashback to like 10 years ago where they like were a thing, and then he had to like arrest her, or I don't know what happened, or he had to let her go, and it like made him, tweaked him. And then now she, who knows what she's doing now. She's like, you know, running some sort of like international, like, you know, she's stealing antiquities or something. And now, you know, they need to retire. He needs to retire and they can find each other. But I do think Carla is, she smells like a spa, by the way, just so you know.
Unfortunately, Snyder's words were taken out of context, with fan outlets reporting that Snyder had actually planned to cast her in the role and others speculating that Selina and Bruce were married at some point.
But very few people went back to the original Nerd Queens podcast for the source or credited the co-host for proposing this choice. It was a later interview with Snyder Cut BR that Snyder was asked about this again.
During a live, you said that Bruce Wayne had already been married to Selina Kyle, and before that made it known that Dick Grayson was the Robin that was murdered by the Joker. That explains the bitterness of the Batman that we're introduced to in BVS. What inspired you to follow this interpretation of the character? And if possible, is there any more implicit information about Bruce Wayne's history that you could share?
I think I'd be interested. I need to look at those words I said about Selina Kyle, because I'm not 100% sure whether that's correct or not.
So while Gugino is a great choice for Catwoman in the Snyderverse, she was never actually formally cast and no plans were set. In fact, the actual original plans for a love interest for Batfleck was for him to get with Lois Lane.
For more on Batfleck, check out our episode this week at Superhero Stuff You Should Know, the unused Batfleck concept art, which features concept art from Affleck's unmade Batman movie.
And for an even deeper dive, you can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we'll do the deepest dive on concept art that didn't make it into our regular episode, like this shot of what looks like Batfleck's flying fox appearing in concept art for Aquaman.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are $100 short of our goal for $300 a month. So join the Patreon and help us out. If we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metal Force's magazine.
And Metal Force, a Kickstarter film that I am directing and co-producing, is going to have a booth at Japan World Heroes Convention at the Burbank Marriott Convention Center, August 18th to 20th. This is a film to be crowdfunded via Kickstarter, and the quick pitch for this film is it's R-rated Power Rangers meets Stranger Things with a lot of blood.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.